shade beneath the trees.
There you've got the title song to the Grammy-nominated album Trees, Morgan Kelly and Billy, or Morgan Ledford and Billy Kelly together. Billy, I know better. Good morning. How are you today?
Good, real good.
Nice to have you, Molly Ledford.
Molly, yeah.
And Billy Kelly.
I knew that something didn't sound right there.
No, I've got too many... too few cups of coffee here so
far. It's early. I haven't had my coffee yet, so I understand.
And it's nice to talk to you again. You were here in Pittsburgh a few years back playing in our studio. Tell me about you and Molly. You sing so beautifully together, and this is really a great album.
Oh, thanks very much. I started writing songs about trees about, I guess it was shortly after I was at your studio. What year was that when I was there? Maybe it was 2012 or something.
Yeah, I think it's about 3-4 years.
Yeah, and I was already probably around then kicking around the idea of doing an album about trees. And I wrote one or two songs and then kind of got stalled with it. And Molly is a very great friend of mine, and we always bounce ideas off each other. And she would just keep coming back and kind of reminding me about it every now and then. Hey, how about that Trees record? You ever going to do that? And finally, to motivate me, she started writing songs too and sending them to me. And then that really got things going again. And I would say within a year then, we were in the studio together with more than enough songs to do a whole album.
And there's so many great metaphors and just aspects of trees. This one's called Meet You by the Roots. Let's listen to it for just a second.
My blue Lamborghini, it's the only one I ever had, and I'm still hanging on to it. Rolling our cars, looking for a place to park. That's all we do, parking cars on roofs. Sand in the shade, oh, it feels far away.
What I like about these songs is they're fun to listen to for adults as well as kids. And there's some on the album that are reflective and just gentle, like this one. There's some that stretch out a little bit more. And they're musically really well done. I think Dean Jones produced the album.
Yeah, Dean Jones is a record producer who lives up in Rosendale, New York, which is up near Woodstock area. And that's what we wanted. You know, the songs, the only idea in this album was every song has to be about trees in some way. It doesn't have to be science. It doesn't have to be, you don't necessarily have to learn anything about trees and each song, but there has to be something about it. So that was a very open game plan. And then, you know, we went in with Dean Jones. He's just such a great wizard with music that he just we let him just take the songs and take them whatever direction he thought they should go in. So it was a really fun experience to work like that.
What took you in the direction of making music for kids and adults, I should say, but to making a the kind of album the kids and adults can enjoy together?
Yeah, I have been a songwriter since I was probably about 15. Always loved music when I was a little kid. And I was writing and performing for a long time before I had my own two daughters. And, just having little kids around the house inspired me to write little things for them, kidding around or just to try to teach them a lesson about something. And after a while, I thought, well, I might as well go sing these for other people's kids, too.
This is one I really enjoy. It's called It's Just a Dumb Old Stick, which relates to a tree.
That's pretty loose, but we did it.
Let's take a listen.
Branch was growing nice and strong. Ain't nobody knowing why the branch fell off. Now it's a stick.
It's a stick, it's a stick.
The former branch is a stick.
Just a dumb old stick.
Take as many of them as you please. As a matter of fact, they do grow on trees. It's just a stick. All right.
That was one of the first ones.
Yeah, and it sounds great. Who are you? I know you're playing. Who are the instruments here? Because they sound great.
I am playing the acoustic guitar. Molly's playing drums, which we had just found out about 5 minutes prior to recording that she knew how to play the drums. So we said, well, if you know how to play the drums, let's do it. And she was on that. I was on acoustic guitar, and Dean was on every weird little thing, the slide guitar he was on in there, and just various sound effects. That was a really fun one, very loose and free in the studio at late at night. One of the last, I think it was the last thing we did that day. We started that one at 11, and it was done about 11:45.
It's got to be tough to record a CD. I relish the fact that this program is live, because it's one shot. Do you find it hard sometimes kind of to be a perfectionist in the studio?
No, I enjoy making music. I just love it. I love being in the studio. I went to art school. I was a painter. And I like being in the moment creating art. And particularly with this studio, working with Dean and Molly, it was very easy. We just loved being around each other, and we were just having fun. So there are a lot of songs on that album that are first take. You know, we tried it once and said, that's it, that's how it goes. And we would go back and add things, put a harmony vocal on it, or put the piano on it or something. But really, a lot of the core of those songs was done one shot, and we said, yep, that's it, let's keep that energy and just go. So I think that's just you have to be in that mindset in the studio. If you just want to have fun and make art, then relax and let it happen and trust the people that you're working with.
That's good advice for folks of any age that are looking to create something.
It's not good. You just trust you have an idea in your head, and you trust that it's the right one, and you do it. And then sometimes maybe later you go back and listen to it and say, well, that didn't quite go where I thought it was going to go, but it went someplace interesting, and then that's where it ends up. So
now you probably learned about the Grammy nomination. How did you learn about that?
Just now when you said it. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
it's got to be exciting. I guess yes. they post the results, right? Or
we'll go out to LA. The Grammys are on the 15th of February, and I found out, I knew they were going to be announced in early December. I actually knew the day they were being announced, so I left my house and just went out with my dog for a walk because I didn't want to hear about it. And then my wife got a several phone calls, and then she came out looking for me driving. I live in a small town, so she went out and drove around town for, it's not hard to find someone here, so maybe 15 minutes she drove around and pulled up in the car and said she had some news for me. So that was very exciting. And we're excited for the record, you know, for the artwork that we made. That's what's being nominated. It's not I'm not nominated. It's the music that we made together. So it's exciting to have, some art that we created be recognized at that level. So,
and we should mention that small town you live in, I believe, is in Pennsylvania. You're in Lewisburg,
yes,
right?
Lewisburg, Pennsylvania.
So that may be a reason why they're all great nominees, we've got a home state boy of sorts.
It's exciting, and a home state radio show. I like how this is going out, working out here.
Well, it's exciting, Billy, and I hope
we
need to get you back in Pittsburgh sometime.
Well, you have my email address, so I like going up there. I have plenty of reasons. My wife's family is from Johnstown, so we get up that way fairly regularly. So let me know. Shoot me some dates, and let's make it happen.
You bet. Well, we're listening to the song Acorns, and we'll play one more, too, after we're done talking, so folks can actually hear it without us talking at the same time. But what a great album. You two sound wonderful together. And I just want to congratulate you. Is there anything else? We posted a link to the album on our Facebook page at SLB Radio. Anything else you'd like to mention, Billy?
No, just that you can go listen to it. It's on, if you have the link, we have a Bandcamp page. Actually, our website, Sticks and Acorns, sticksandacorns.com. And I believe you can stream it and listen to it for free maybe 30 times or something. So that ought to be enough for you. So go check it out, and you can listen for free and enjoy it, hopefully. So
yeah, it's a good way to decide if it's something. It really does stand up to repeated listening. It's a
great song. I still like hearing it, so that's a good sign.
Yes, it's a great, I was going to say, great songs, great album.
Thank you.
If you're still enjoying it, that's good too. Give our best to Molly Ledford. Is she from Lewisburg as well?
No, she's from South Carolina.
Well,
we don't see each other too much to work on things, but we have more ideas kicking around, and we'll be back.
Well, here's hoping to a great night for you coming up.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
In a couple of weeks or so. Thanks for being with us, Billy.
Thanks.
That's Billy Kelly, along with Molly Ledford, a Grammy nominee for the album Trees.
Two trees that grew up together. Two trees that lean on each other like old friends.